This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. Amanda Williams's father is a member of the Cheyenne tribe, but her mother, Rebecca, is white. Amanda brought her mother to the StoryCorps mobile booth to talk about that interracial marriage and her first experience with racism in Western Oklahoma.
How did you meet my dad?
Well, I was doing music for a church camp meeting, and I went down to do music, and he was with the church that was visiting, that was doing the teaching services during the day.
Did you ever think that you would marry an Indian?
You know, I really never looked at the nationality side of it. I just looked at the goodness and the kindness and the man of God that he was.
So was anybody ever racist toward Dad?
Yes. When we lived in Mountain View, there was a little grocery store there. And this is the very first time I knew anything about racism, is that there was a little grocery store there. And they would bag my groceries for me. And they carried everybody's groceries out to their car. But one day they said, "We won't carry yours out because you're white, married to an Indian." And they had a little department store across the street also. And at that time, I sewed a lot of my clothes, and I wanted a new skirt. And so I went over to get some material, and they wouldn't cut it for me because I was white, married to an Indian.
So were they Native or were they white?
They were white.
But wasn't it a predominantly Native community?
Yes, and I really didn't stay around to watch to see how they treated people that were like natives married together, or even if it was a white man married to a native. I never saw how that played out, but I couldn't believe that that took place. But I was so faith-oriented until I said, "Well, you don't have to cut my material. I'll measure it out and cut it myself." And I just, you know, didn't realize at the time how harsh that was until later.
What was Dad's family like when you married him?
They were not always real receptive to me being white, but I've always been very outgoing, so I always wanted to try to make everybody feel comfortable. And I didn't realize at the time that whether you're white or whatever nationality you are, that women in general at times don't make eye contact with some of the elder Native men. And I always wanted to shake their hand and get them a cup of coffee, and I didn't realize it, and sometimes that's offensive. And there was once an elderly man, and I kept trying to introduce myself to him and shake his hand, and he wouldn't shake my hand, and I went ahead and went and got him a cup of coffee. And later I found out he was blind, and so that made it a little bit more understanding as to why he wasn't so receptive, you know.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.